All righty. So this is something we introduced last year at the MPOG meeting that was going to be coming out. And it's we think prime time is a really tough thing. I never think anything's ever ready for prime time, but it's ready to get kicked a little bit further. How about that? So this is a study that we applied for IRB approval last year and is now happening, which is PROSPER, a much better acronym than MPOG, but we'll run with it. The basic idea being that we know that the electronic health record is not adequate. So we're going to go out and figure out how we understand the patient's experience on a daily basis. Once again, we have to do things that are uncomfortable. We are EHR people. Best case scenario, we become registry people. What is it that's unfamiliar? Consenting a patient is something I had never done for a study before. So what we're now trying to do is understand what we've learned from the pilot at Michigan. In the App Store, there's now an app called My Data Helps by a third-party company. And the basic idea is we are trying to understand the daily experience of what's happening on a daily basis to that participant. We've got a full consent built into it, IRB approved, running and available in App Store and Google Store. Does require English, and it gathers data in a couple different forms. Obviously, this is kind of generation one of it. Generation one of it includes some active surveys, so NIH, our World Health Organization validated promise measures. But in the background, it also is collecting all the stuff that's on an iPhone, and if you happen to have a Google Fit device, the step counts and things coming off that as well. We've been doing it for a couple months now, and what we've learned is it takes very little work to get passive enrollment. So you put a couple flyers out in a clinic, and some people will sign up. The surgeons in their pre-op clinics are very interested in helping. So the places where we're putting this is in our pre-operative clinics before the day of surgery, so hopefully a week, two, three, 4 weeks before, when they're getting evaluated, so we get a baseline of what the patient's going through. And the IRB has approved a multi-center approach where if you're doing passive enrollment at your site, you don't have to get performance site IRB approval because you're just putting up a flyer. And you can put up a flyer with your institution's logo on there if you're an MPOG site. And the key here is that if you do so, your data is your data. It'll go into the coordinating center, but you get to interact with your own patient's data, do whatever you want with it, link it to your EHR. And as expected, when we have no recruiters in clinics, just a couple flyers laying around, and we've got a pilot data now of about 25 patients. And this is what we've started seeing, that thin red line is the day of surgery. Here's one patient. These are the steps per day. You see their baseline for the 30 days prior to their surgery. And you see, for some patients, it takes them a little bit of time to get back up to normal. But they do eventually get back up to normal. Then there's other trajectories that we see, which is that they really don't walk much for the first week or two, depending upon the operation they had and their age. So this patient was kind of stuck for about a week or 15 days before they start getting back to baseline. This is scaled to 15,000 steps. So these are participants who are somewhat active, but not a lot. There's some patients who come in really active, and it doesn't matter what we do to them, they're going to be active. This might be a minor operation, but this patient's baseline activity as a baseline phenotype is particularly interesting. And then there's some really cool operations that we do that make people more functional after the operation, pretty soon after they have the procedure done, and maybe that's why they're having the operation in the first place. So from the next steps perspective, we've actually already got a couple other sites that have signed up, University of Virginia and Beaumont Health. Thank you very much. We're excited to work with you. Right now, we're continuing a passive enrollment strategy where there's no additional IRB enrollment approval required. But we should consider some hospitals may choose to actually recruit patients in clinic with a recruiter, talk to the patient. That would require an IRB at your hospital because you're now doing activities involving research itself there. And the Android app is ready to go. We're just waiting for the IRB amendment to be approved to allow us to use Android as well. We've got the flyers built out. You'll notice no Michigan logo. We did get a little maize and blue that snuck in. we only know of two colors at the coordinating center. and we truly don't want this to be a U of M study, so we actually have a spot where we will put your logo and send you the flyers. You put them in your packets and your areas can actually roll this out. And the data will be going to the coordinating center and then back out to you as you enroll patients. From an analytics perspective, linking to the perioperative EHR is obviously the key. We want to minimize the participant burden, so we're not asking them, what was your operation? Do you have diabetes? We know all that stuff about them. We actually know how long they're in the hospital. This is augmenting that. And there's other signal streams with lower fill rates. So we actually have heart rate data on these 6 patients who happened to have an Apple Watch out of these first 25. But there's some other pretty interesting data streams you can look at, and only about half of them approved use of geolocation data. So what we're trying to figure out, and Tom's going to teach us a lot more about this, is the concept of digital phenotypes. What are those different phenotypes? Those different trajectories you saw are different outcomes. And what are the statistics and analytics used to describe those? You could eyeball those via Gestalt and say something different happened. How do we turn that into a report that you're getting as a provider to say, patient X is on trajectory D. Is that what you'd expected after fixing their knee? You would expect them to be on trajectory A. They're not where you expect to be. It's the same concept that Dr. Walker was saying about patients like yours. They should be afebrile now. They should be active by now. Why are they not? And how does a computer tell you that instead of an eyeball? So what we'll have is later on today at 3 o'clock after the session's done, I'll be hanging out. Nicole will be hanging out to help out with giving you ideas and helping out with how to hopefully participate and prosper.